I got news for you, little lady. The only person in charge here is me, and you're going to know it by the time I'm done with you.
Hey, who's there?
Yeah, of course. Come on in, little lady. Ah, you know, you're always welcome here. It's good to see your sweet smile after all these mean mugs today. So, what can I do for you, dollface? Oh, your car. Yeah, of course. Yeah, whatever you need, just toss me the keys, yeah? So, what exactly am I checking for? Any idea what's going on? A thumping noise and then it just died. But it was running fine earlier. Oh, that is strange. Don't worry, dollface. You know I'll take care of you. Just let me take care of business with my associate here and I'll be right with you. Yeah, if you could just deliver the goods as directed and bring back the response before the end of the night, that'd be good. We can, we can discuss more permanent solutions later. For now, I've got a lady to attend to, you understand, I'm sure. All right, dollface, let's have a look under the hood, shall we? See if we can sort out what's causing your problems and take care of it once and for all. You know, you can count on me to make sure problems are dealt with right, don't you? Oh, good. Yeah, now, just pull the lever there, would you? Sound coming from here? Round the side. Right, all right, that's good news then. Let's check the tyres first. Well, if it's coming from here, it's probably not an engine issue, but can't be too careful. So we should give it a good check for all these hoses and plugs. Let's look under the hood, shall we? Nah, I don't see anything here. Maybe the battery's loose. Do you have any jumper cables, dollface? Whoa! Why'd you go and do that? We don't need to call anyone. There's nothing this little thing can throw at me that we can't take care of right here and now. We can just give the battery a little juice, see if that gets you on your way. How's that sound? Yeah, well, let's just, you hand me that one. Yeah, the red one, yeah, that's it. Thanks, dollface. And before we try the cables, why don't you give her a crank for me? See what happens. Oh, look at that. Running smooth now. Maybe she's just too afraid of a man like me, huh? Well, since it seems okay, let's keep it running while we check these gauges. I don't hear a whine or see anything that's off from out here, so why don't you read them out to me, starting with the temperature? No, dollface, not the temperature outside, the engine temperature should be next to... Yeah, you see it? Yeah, there. Yeah, that's the one. Yep, that's the one. Okay, the indicator should be between hot and cold, right around half is the sweet spot. How's she looking? All right, yeah, good. It seems like that's not the issue, so let's just let her settle and see what shakes, okay? How's that sound? In the meantime, I can take a closer look at things out here, the tyres and lights, you know, make sure you're all safe and legal. Isn't this a new car? Yeah, I thought so. I'm used to seeing you in that little old black thing. This one's nice. Yeah, sleek. I'll need to make a note that it's yours. Oh, no reason, no. I just like to make sure my crew's aware of who's who in these parts, you know? Make sure everything's in working order. On the car, of course. How's those gauges looking? Oh, seems like it's all fine then, isn't it, dollface? Like, there's not a thing wrong with this car now that it's here in my garage. Hmm? No, I don't mean anything by it, not really. It just seems such an amazing case of luck that your car would have an issue near here, don't you think? I mean, what's next? An issue with the blinker fluid? I think you know exactly what I'm implying, little lady. I'm implying that I know just what you're up to. And that I think it's adorable you think I haven't figured it out. I mean, you don't live anywhere near it, do you, dollface? You live out near me, and you work downtown in that slick little high-rise. And there's nothing for you in these parts. And if your car's new, why would you bring it here anyway? Instead of the dealer, where, surely, it's under warranty, innit? Ah, now, well, if they're ripping off people with warranties, that's surely something I can help you solve with that dealer. Every dealer in town knows who I am. And you do too, don't you? Oh, you're not here for me. Yeah, right. Yeah, business. Yeah. I have a warehouse here, and I barely have business out here. You sound ridiculous. You've been trying to lure me in, and you finally decided to take matters into your own hands. And I've got to give it to you, dollface. You've gone for a classic. Car trouble is irresistible for a man like me. Lure me in, make sure I'm paying attention. But you sure are hard to ignore, dollface. And you've been working so hard to distract me, walking around in front of those big old windows, wearing the littlest shorts you can find, making sure you, well, making sure I notice, aren't you? Oh, you're not? Oh, so you just happen to be outside, throwing out the urgent and apparently empty box into your trash when I was pulling in that very same night. I know you saw me. Even if you were so incredibly nonchalant, so careful not to look in my direction. You were too careful, dollface. You tried too hard. I know a lot about body language, after all. You know, in my line of work, it pays to know when something's not quite right. Noticing even the smallest, slightest change, well, it can make all the difference. Do you know what I do? Who I am? Because I think you do. I think you know exactly who I am, and that it excites you. Yeah, that's what I thought. You're about as subtle as a neon sign, little lady. And besides, I don't know another girl like you that would come to this part of town without a worry in the world unless they knew they'd be invincible here. Protected by someone like me. And the way you've shown up here like this, and the way you're watching me now, makes me think you want a little danger in your life. That you need to feel a little thrill. Is that it? Am I right on the money? And that's why you drove over here, pretending to have car trouble, finding me specifically when, well, plenty of my guys were around. Well, you do have me cornered. You know, I should be glad that you wanted my attention. And now that you've got it, little lady, is it as thrilling as you thought it would be? You've been working so hard to get my attention. After all, do you think that if I come closer than this, think it'll be what you want? What you've wanted for a while? Oh, you're positive, huh? You're so positive that my attention is what you want. So you drove out to my warehouse on the rough side of town to pretend you had car issues. It's quite a gamble, don't you think? One that everyone would advise against. Even I'd advise against. You know, there's trouble to be found out amongst these buildings. Everyone knows that, but you went looking for it. Your goal wasn't just to find trouble, but to get involved with that trouble. Make sure it noticed you. Ooh, naughty girl. Never took you for the troublemaking type. But let's just say I get the distinct impression that you're no stranger to trouble, and that trouble excites you. That you can be, well, more than a handful when you put your mind to it, such as when you bait a trap of your own creation. But is it really a trap if I know exactly what's going on, Dollface? Because I think I'll enjoy this trap you've set. I think I'll enjoy every bit of it. And every bit of you. It was really rather kind of you to offer yourself up like this as a new toy for me. So considerate, really, Dollface, because I like my toys to feel like prey. Especially when they convince themselves they're in charge. I got news for you, little lady. The only person in charge here is me, and you're going to know it by the time I'm done with you. Do you like the way it feels to be pinned like this between me and the wall? I bet you've been thinking about this, haven't you? Having your hands held over your head and your body pressed against mine while you laid your little trap. And now that I'm here, willing and ready, does that sense of danger still excite you? Does it make your pussy wet when I corner you like this?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.